This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1027, Stellar Answers to Recent YouTube Questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we'll answer three very recent YouTube subscriber questions about odd speaking examiner behavior on IELTS tests. Listen up for the insider information so you know what to expect on test day. Hey, Aubrey, May the 4th be with you.
Yes, I love May the 4th. I'm a pretty big Star Wars fan. Not like a super geek Star Wars fan, but I love the movies. They're so fun. So this is a fun day.
So, guys, there is like, it can't be official, an unofficial sort of
unofficial
holiday, May 4th, because it sounds like May the Force be with you. So Star Wars fans often geek out about this guilty pleasure on today, May 4th. So, guys, if you want to really impress your friends with your punny sci-fi English knowledge, you can talk about May the 4th be with you.
Yes, especially if you know if they're Star Wars fans, they're going to get it for sure. They'll be like, oh, good joke.
I love it. Actually, my son had to tell me about this joke. Even though I like Star Wars, I didn't know about it till like last year.
Well, I feel like it wasn't that big of a thing until maybe a couple years ago at the most. It kind of started, like there were a couple memes kind of. So yeah, you're with it. It's not that old.
Oh, good. Yeah. I want to be with it. Guys, we want you to be with it. And we have some questions today from YouTube subscribers. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, guys, IELTS Energy TV. There are so many lessons on there that you don't hear on the podcast. We still come out with videos every single week just for this YouTube channel, guys. And not only that, we also have videos of us doing the podcast once a week as well. So much over there, guys. Subscribe to IELTS Energy TV. So today we're going to answer some recent subscriber questions regarding the speaking exam.
Yes, exactly. There have been quite a few that are a little bit related. So we'll read the question, provide you an answer. One of them, Jessica, actually did a great video on our YouTube channel. It's called Why is the IELTS Examiner Taking Notes During My Speaking Exam? And a couple of these questions are about that. Students have seen the examiner jotting down a note or a number, and maybe they're panicking. They're wondering why. So it's good to know, right?
Yeah.
If that happens, what might it be?
You know, this is so much of the battle, right? To getting past IELTS, to having confidence on test day, to not being distracted by extreme anxious panic on test day is just knowing what to expect. And that's what I see one of our like primary functions here to be on the podcast is to let you guys know the honest, straightforward truth about what happens on the exam. What is this examiner doing? What does this examiner want to hear from you? What matters? What doesn't? Because that way, guys, you don't have to be distracted by these things that don't matter, right? Like, we want you to do your best.
Yeah. So let's cover that first. One student asked that said, my examiner wrote 5.5, 6.25, et cetera. Please, can you tell me what was it? And then very related, another student, Shilpa, said, today was my exam and my examiner wrote 4.5, 6.1, and 5.3. I'm worried about it. My exam was good. Please reply. So let's talk about these first.
So it's so weird. There have been a few subscribers commenting with questions like this recently, just like my examiner is writing these weird times. Guys, they're not about you. They're not about your score, okay? The examiner is technically not allowed to write anything during your exam. Like, we're not supposed to take any notes. We're not supposed to write down your mistakes. We're not supposed to write down what we think your score should be in each part. We can't. We cannot do that, guys. We're not allowed to. However, what these numbers can be, and what I would use them for when I was examining, is to mark the time. Now, this is just about my job as an examiner, right? Because when we are, when we're checked by Cambridge or whoever is like listening to our exams and like checking to make sure we're doing stuff correctly, if we don't follow the timing expectations exactly, we get in trouble, okay? Like, we get in trouble, guys. So that's what I think this is. It's keeping track of time. So for example, what would happen is on the exam, like there's that short introduction, like, hello, can you tell me your name? Can I see your passport, right? That's not like part of the test. So once I get past that, the introduction part, and I say, now, in this first part, I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about what you do. Now, when I say that, that's when the timing starts for part one. So I didn't use an extra timer. I just looked at the recorder and I would mark down the time there. And then I would add 4 minutes to it so I knew when to stop part one. Okay, so here, for example, she said the number she saw the examiner write down was 4.42. That makes perfect sense because that introduction is about 30 to 40 seconds, right? Mm. So that means the examiner has to move on to part two at 4 minutes and 42 seconds. Does that make sense? I've thrown out a lot of numbers, but that's...
No, that makes perfect sense. And I think it's just so vital for students to know these are not scores. This has nothing to do with your score. Because I think if you see the examiner write a number, you're immediately going to assume that's my score so far.
Totally.
No, has nothing to do with your score. The examiner cannot write scores, nor are they going to know your score that early, right? They may be kind of getting an idea. They're not going to write it down. This, if they're writing numbers, it has to do with the timing and when they need to ask their next question, when the next section needs to start. So you don't need to worry about it.
Exactly. All these numbers make sense when you think about it that way. I mean, that's the only possible explanation, right? And then like moving into part two, right? I have to give you a minute to plan your answer. So that's another number I write down. So I make sure to stop you at exactly 1 minute after I asked you to start taking notes. So guys, don't worry about what the examiner is writing. Don't let it distract you from doing your best, right? Because I think, I mean, if these students remembered these exact numbers, imagine how distracted they were, right? Like, I don't think these students were giving their full effort to their amazing answers if they were just memorizing numbers.
It would be really hard to pay attention to the answers and give everything you need for that score you need if you're also focused on what they're writing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Don't get distracted, yeah. Hey guys, thanks for listening today. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channels? IELTS Energy has a great channel with new episodes every week, useful tips and tricks for IELTS video episodes, and the All Ears English YouTube channel with great vocabulary, All Ears English episode videos. So check it out, subscribe today. And you can find us wherever you find your social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter. Look up All Ears English wherever you find your social media for quick vocab lessons. We'll see you there. Okay, so here's another good question. So our student Varinder Sandhu asked, if the examiner finishes very fast within 5 to 6 minutes, why and what is the reason? This is an interesting question and very good for you guys to know that will not happen.
Exactly.
I'm guessing this is a hypothetical. Yeah. And he's just like, what if that were to happen? What would I do? Cannot happen.
It cannot happen. It cannot. The only reason why that would happen is if the examiner has an emergency and has to run to the bathroom hospital.
Right.
Like that's, guys, that's not going to happen. Okay. Like I said, these exams are all recorded. The examiners have to follow strict timing expectations because we never know when we're going to get checked. We never know. That's how IELTS keeps you honest as an examiner, because they don't tell you like, oh, we're going to check on you this week. Like, no, they're never going to tell us before they check on us. So that's why we have to follow the rules every single time, just in case we get checked, because a lot of examiners, guys, like, I know when I was examining, I was also still a classroom teacher and eventually still doing this podcast for part of the time. But the money I made from examining, that was a main source of income for me. And as it is for a lot of examiners, guys, we depend on this income as part of our job. And so we are very careful to not get in trouble. You know what I mean? Like if I stop the exam at 6 minutes and I get in trouble for that, and then I have to go through this whole process to get recertified, rechecked, blah, 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 that means I'm losing income for a couple months. And that can't happen.
Right. So though we're saying this will not happen, if on the odd chance it did, you would immediately want to just go talk to the test administrator. Say my speaking exam was only 5 minutes because clearly something was wrong. There's some kind of emergency. They're going to reschedule it because your speaking exam would be invalid. It has to be the full time.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, guys, anytime there you are doubtful about what's happening on the speaking exam, right? If there's anything that throws you off, you're like, this doesn't seem right. Like, this shouldn't happen. The point is, guys, you have to have the same chance as everyone else, which means that's why, like, everything has to be standard, right? Same amount of time, same examiner behavior, right? If anything is off, go tell the test center administrator immediately. There's nothing wrong with that, right? At the very least, he's going to be like, oh, no, that's normal. You're fine. And then if there is a problem, you'll get another exam, right?
Yeah, because I guess it could happen that like it flies by and you feel like it was only 5 minutes and maybe you didn't look at the time before you got in there and it actually was the right amount of time and they will let you know. And okay, good to know.
You know what? That is a great point, Aubrey, because I've heard students say that before when like our three key students, when they actually end up enjoying the speaking test.
Yes.
Like it's fun for them. They enjoy showing off these skills that they're confident at. They enjoy answering these questions because they know they're doing it right, right? And they're able to be natural and use their personalities. And anyway, they enjoy it. That's the point.
And then it flies by.
Exactly.
It feels like, wow, that went so fast. That was really
fun. Exactly. Yep. Okay, cool. So let's answer one more question here.
Okay, this one is fun because the name is really fun. One of our YouTube subscribers, their name is Mighty All Might.
Oh my God, like, that is really so fun.
And they asked, is it a good sign to get stopped or is it a negative sign? And we have chatted about this a little on the podcast, but I know students think about this a lot because it is kind of a weird feeling to be interrupted. You're still talking and the examiner interrupts you and you might feel like, oh, did I do something wrong? No, you did not. There's nothing wrong with getting stopped. In fact, it shows how fluent you are. You could talk forever about that. But the examiner has to ask a certain amount of questions, so they might need to interrupt you. And that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that is the ultimate lesson of today, guys, is that the examiner has their job to do. Don't worry about what they're doing. They're doing their job. It doesn't have anything to do with you. Okay. We are not allowed to do anything that would give you positive or negative feedback on the exam, whether it's a facial expression or a word, right? I can't even say yes. Like, I can't. Like, I could be like, that's it. Like, the examiner cannot give you any clue about how well or poorly you're doing. Okay. So if they're writing something, if they're making a face, if they're doing anything, if they're interrupting you, it's because they're controlling the time. They're doing their job, right? That's it. It has nothing to do with you. And like Aubrey said, it's actually a good sign because it shows your fluency. It shows you can keep talking because here's the last thing to remember, guys. It is a speaking test, right? That's it. You have to speak. There's apps behind so many strategies, like never give one word answers, never give one sentence answers. Even if you don't know anything about the topic, you can't change the question. You still have to keep talking because, guys, it is a speaking test. Okay. So you worry about you guys. Don't worry about the examiner.
Yeah. And I would suggest, I wouldn't plan to try not to ramble. You're going to end up repeating yourself, right? So if you still have a lot to say and you're telling a story and there's lots of details, yes, right? No problem to be interrupted, but don't intentionally talk and talk and talk and make them interrupt you every question. Because if you don't have a lot more to say, you want to stop talking because you'll find yourself repeating yourself, which actually pulls down your fluency score. So definitely think about that too.
Yeah, for sure. That is a piece of advice I give students sometimes, exactly about that. Like, guys, if you're finished answering the question. Just stop talking.
Yes.
Just stop talking.
You're good.
Like, it happens when people are nervous and they lack self-confidence, yes. right? They're like, yes. I don't know if I answered it. I don't know if I had enough good vocab. And you just like repeat yourself, go off topic, become incoherent. Stay strong, guys. If you answered the question, right? You've given a few sentences, you're good. Like, just end. Right. End it. Yes, go to the next
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, so many good answers today. Such good questions. You guys, be sure to subscribe to IELTS Energy on YouTube if you haven't. Then, and read the comments, read the questions there, because there are nuggets, there are jewels that you can find answers to things that you might have a question to, or maybe you haven't even thought of that question. Somebody totally. Else thinks of it for you, right?
Yeah.
So definitely subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube.
And subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already,
well,
guys. And we have a lot. We have so many things for you guys to subscribe to for free lessons every single day. Guys, we are everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. What else? LinkedIn.
I don't know.
We're everywhere, guys. So whatever social platform you are on, search for All Ears English. We are there too. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening today. Aubrey, thanks for hanging out. This was super fun.
So fun. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.